This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. DJI is a Chinese technology company founded in 2006 and headquartered in Shenzhen, specializing in commercial and recreational unmanned aerial vehicles, or better known as drones. In fact, DJI is considered one of the leaders in drones innovation, especially with the DJI Inspire 1. And today I'm speaking to Michael Perry. He's the Director of Communications for DJI. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. It's great to be here.
We have to, of course, first start off with an explanation about drones, what drones can be used for, and maybe a gist of the technology that, operates a drone.
Absolutely. Well, drones really started making it onto the scene in 2013 with the release of DJI's signature series, which is the DJI Phantom. And that was the first time that anybody had really easy and accessible and affordable control over an aerial platform. A lot of the technology that makes the platform fly are similar to what, RC helicopters and stuff that you played with as a kid. But the key difference is that it's got a flight controller built inside that's automatically gauging where the platform should be and what stable is. And it takes that information and translates it into the motors so that you can literally take your hands off the platform and it'll stay hovering there by itself. So just it's the same technology that's been out there for a while. It's just lowering the threshold so that anybody can get up in the air and be innovative and creative.
So how long has drones been around? And since, it sounds like it's been around for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're talking about RC helicopter technology, which is radio-controlled helicopter technology, it's been on the market for the last 20 to 30 years. The barrier for entry really started dropping in about 2009. When you started seeing some of these flight controllers come on the market. And at that time, it was a really hobbyist thing, right? Because you had to buy it and you had to install it yourself and you do the soldering and the programming. But DJI changed the industry by making it out of the box so that you buy the DJI Phantom and then within 20 minutes of reading the instructions and watching some videos online, you'll be able to safely practice in your own backyard.
So I want to find out about that change, right? So DJI sort of, came in and changed the way drones were, easily accessible by everyone. What made DJI to, decide to get onto this? What is drones, why is drones so important?
Well, it all started with our founder, who's a guy named Frank Wong, and he was a lifelong RC helicopter enthusiast. He'd been flying ever since he was a kid. In fact, we have I've heard stories from his middle school classmates who said that he used to practice on the football pitch trying to just make a helicopter hover. But when he was studying at HKUST, which is Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, his thesis project was basically a flight controller that allowed an aerial platform to just hover autonomously. And at that time, there were only two other systems like that on the market, in the world, actually. One was at a lab in MIT, and the other was at EPFL, I believe, in Switzerland. So, you have this kid in Hong Kong who's built something like that in his backyard. It's pretty remarkable. But ultimately, Frank's vision was that once people got the power to get up in the air and be able to see the world from a brand new perspective, all sorts of amazing possibilities would open up from that. But it's just like any other emerging technology. It's the users that have brought the innovation to the platform. We just created this technology, and they've really created all the amazing applications, whether it's for search and rescue, firefighting, wedding photography, real estate, archaeology. We see every week a new and exciting use for how people use drones.
Yeah, so I was just about to ask, so what are people using drones for these days? Because it's not just a hobbyist thing. We see even big companies like Amazon are talking about, using drones for transportation of, goods and stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, the amount of creativity that people are starting to apply to this technology is boundless. And, there's some really exciting uses that we've seen. We've seen in the past month search and rescue workers fly life vests to people that were stranded by floods. We've seen really novel and crazy uses, like people attaching a thread to a drone and then tying it to their son's tooth and then flying it to help get it out. You know,
that surely must be dangerous.
It's not something we recommend, that's for sure. But, you know, it's indicative of how when you have something that's new like this, people bring a lot of creativity and imagination to it.
And that also sort of leads into some problems with, you know, policies and regulations. You know, I guess every country is still, you know, fairly new when it comes to, you know, drone usage and, you know, policies of where you can use it and where you can't use it. What are some of the global restrictions or, you know, some of the things that you guys just say that's a big no-no?
Well, it's a challenge. And you're absolutely right, Jeff, that right now there's a global patchwork of regulations out there. And the good news is that most regulators want the exact same thing that we as a manufacturer want, which is skies are safe and also open for innovation. So some common themes that we put into our materials and also put into some of the software for our platforms is don't encourage people to fly over crowds. Don't encourage people flying in dense urban areas without explicit permission from the local flight authority. We also don't encourage flight near airports. And in fact, DJI has taken leadership in the space by creating geofencing around airports so that people who may not know that this is a global regulation or best safe flying practice will not fly into airspace that could potentially conflict with landing air traffic.
What about, you know, accidents, you know, when it comes to new technologies like this, especially for drones as well? You know, you mentioned early on, you know, it only takes you 20 minutes to, you know, get it out of the box. But the first thing you mentioned was reading through the instructions, which not many people these days do. So I'm sure accidents, you know, must be something on a high.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly true that, you know, this is a new technology. A lot of people are trying it for the first time. There's a lot of trial, and that also means there's a lot of error. DJI, of course, is looking at making the user experience even simpler. We have a beginner mode with our drone so that, you know, if you don't have a strong GPS connection, which is what makes flying really simple, you know, it will not take off by itself. We have a variety of user interface options that help people fly for the first time. But, Jeff, I think there's an important context to be had here that, yes, there could be accidents with this, but the risk assessment of flying something like this is significantly lower than any other product similar on the market. I mean, if you look at helicopter accidents, you know, there's something like 20 production-related deaths for helicopters every year. Now, drones are becoming as common on movie sets as jibs, cranes, and other filmmaking tools. And, you know, we're very fortunate to see no significant accident happen as yet.
I'm speaking to Michael Perry. He's the Director of Communications for DJI, and we are talking about drones. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Michael Perry. He's the Director of Communications for DJI, and they are the makers of, you know, one of the world's leading innovation drones, especially with the DJI Inspire 1. Michael, you know, let's talk a bit about some of the features that are currently present with, you know, the DJI products. You know, how high can these drones fly? You know, how fast can they fly? Are they easy to use? Like you said, there's a beginner mode.
Yeah, you know, we, in terms of answering some of your questions, the technology of radio-controlled devices can take platforms really far and really high. But we've actually capped it out of the box at about 120 meters up or about 400 feet and about 700 meters or a little over 1,000-some-odd feet away from the user. And that's, again, in compliance with best safe flying practices. Beyond 400 feet, you start getting into manned aircraft space. And unless the user has specific permission, in most countries they cannot fly above that rate. And then in terms of flying away, you know, again, a global best safe flying practice is to fly within visual line of sight. So you're able to see the platform while it's in the air. In terms of speed, you know, it changes based on the model. You were talking about the DJI Inspire 1 at the top of the segment. Mm-hmm. That's one of our prosumer platforms. It's kind of like if you imagine in terms of camera parlance, it's like the DSLR to the Phantom 3's like point and shoot. So it's kind of a high-end platform, and that can fly about 55 miles per hour, and the Phantom 3 can fly about 25 miles per hour and stabilize itself in equivalent winds.
The Inspire one sounds like a supercar of drones then.
Yeah, that's right. It's designed for a little bit more professional users, but the Phantom 3 and the Inspire 1 are both pretty easy to operate.
What goes into, you know, making a drone? Like, for example, when people talk about new phones, they would always want a phone that it's faster, that it's thinner, that, you know, has a longer battery life. What about drones, though? What do people ask for when they want a drone?
Well, the key thing, you know, the drone industry is getting really hot right now, and a lot of people are getting interested in entering the market. I think the key thing that people should focus on first, beyond any of the features, is the reliability of the flight controller. Because, you know, you made the comparison between phones. It's a little bit hard to, it's not, drones are not quite like phones in that you're just able to create one. It has X amount of features. Because if the hardware or the firmware are buggy or have any problems, you know, it's not just a crash of the system. It's like a physical crash of the system, you know. So it's a little bit different. So the first thing that I would recommend people look out for is the reliability of the flight controller. Beyond that, there's a number of features that are starting to be integrated into these platforms so that people can use them easily for creative and innovative purposes. So we integrate a camera into our platforms that's really high resolution, 4K imaging. You're also able to see what the camera's seeing on your smart tablet or smartphone at a range of about 2 kilometers in near real time. In fact, we have a full HD video downlink so that you know, with our Inspire 1, we actually have flown inside a volcano and we're able to stream the video live to national television in the U.S. So it has all of these kind of professional features so that people can just focus, rather than focusing on the flight, they could just focus specifically on capturing the best image.
It sounds like there's a lot of data to be transferred in and out. The bandwidth must be very heavy even, you know, these kind of devices.
Yeah, what it's using is actually radio frequencies. So it's not only using radio frequencies to send out the command to the system to tell it where to fly and how to fly, but it's also pulling a radio frequency for an HD video downlink. And DJI has been pretty at the forefront of developing that technology so that it can be reliable no matter what conditions you're flying in.
Now, you've also been promoting your drones to carry out indoor flights and, you know, video recording abilities using a downward-facing camera that creates a 3D map of the ground underneath. How does this technology work?
Yeah, this is one of the things that we're most excited about that's come out recently from DJI. We're starting to look at other ways to make the systems more reliable in a wider variety of flight contexts. So the system that you were talking about before is what's called visual positioning system. And what that does is it uses 2 ultrasonic sensors and a low-resolution camera to create a map of the area beneath it. The ultrasonic sensors are gauging distance, and then the camera is looking at specific vectors on the ground. And if it sees those specific vectors moving, it will say, ah, it's moving when the command is not telling me to move. So it automatically adjusts so that those vectors stay in the exact same place. It provides really stable flight in environments where you don't have GPS. DJI has taken that a step further, and we actually released what we call a guidance system earlier this summer. And the guidance is basically a collision avoidance device that goes onto our experimental developer platforms. That uses stereo cameras and ultrasonic sensors on every side of the drone, so it can get real-time information about its flight environment and say, oh, you know what, there's a wall 2 meters from me. Even if somebody's telling me to keep flying closer to that wall, it'll automatically stop and keep its distance.
Is that what you call a more intelligent drone, which is something that you guys are also talking about for the Phantom 3?
That's right. We're building new layers of intelligence into our platforms to make them more reliable, to make them safer, and to make them a better tool for creative and innovative applications.
Now, what sort of challenges do you, you know, foresee that you face when you're moving into a new country, you know, enabling drones to, you know, for legal purposes in countries? Do you, is there a lot of, in terms of regulation issues, do you work with the government closely in order to ensure, you know, the drone usage are being kept to safe zones?
Yeah, absolutely. There's the challenge is right now that there's no overall framework for how drones should be incorporated into airspace. But we're already seeing some regulators take the lead and start developing systems so that people can use this technology without too many barriers, but also have all the tools in order to fly safely. So one of the things that we've done with a lot of flight regulators who have a lot of more clear rules for how to fly is we actually include a pamphlet in the box that says very clearly, if you're in Australia or New Zealand or Canada or UK or Switzerland or wherever, these are the specific things that you can do and these are the specific things that you can't. If you want to do something that's on the can't do list, here's the email address for the local flight regulator and you can apply for permission that way. So we're trying to work together with the regulators to adapt to this broader context.
Education is key, and I guess you guys are also taking the lead in that as well.
Absolutely. We actually introduced a section on our website called Fly Safe. If you go to DJI.com, at the top of the page, there's a section called Fly Safe that gives overall best safe flying advice and also links out to various websites of flight regulators around the world where you can look at some of the specific regulations in those countries.
And for those who are, you know, thinking of getting into drones, you know, there are a lot of drones in the market. There are some, you know, that cost, you know, less than $100 US, and you know, there are some that go up to, you know, the very expensive, like the DJI Inspire one, you know. What are the risk of getting a drone that, you know, is made cheaply compared to a real professional drone?
Well, it depends on what you plan to do with it. It's kind of like you know, a car in a sense that if you wanted to just something to learn on, some of those cheaper drones are a great option so that you can fly it inside your house and do tricks and stuff like that, but you can't really expect it to handle significant winds or to take really great pictures. You know, if you're looking at flying in an environment where you want really strong imaging and high performance no matter what, doing the additional investment, doing a little bit of research into what platforms out there are most reliable is what we generally recommend.
And what's the future of drones looking like? You know, are we really going to see a lot of, you know, logistics using drones for delivery and our skies just filled with drones when we look up?
Oh, you know, certainly in the next 5 to 10 years, a sky full of drones seems like an unlikely scenario. You know, part of it is a regulation challenge, which we've talked about, and the other is a technological limitation. I mean, for the industry as a whole, you know, battery technology is not developing at the same pace as the technology itself, and that's true not only of drones, but of cell phones and computers and all sorts of intelligent devices. So there's that challenge there. But I would challenge you, Jeff, to think a little bit more broadly about logistics. And I can say that drones, specifically DJI systems, are already being used for logistics. In fact, just this week, we saw a company create a drone scanner for barcodes so that you can fly it through warehouses and automatically identify which package needs to be picked up. So, you know, the logistics supply chain usage of drones is just now taking off, but it doesn't need to wait until we can do package delivery.
And what's the best way for, you know, for us to start learning about drones and, you know, probably even using them? You know, you have your DJI, a new pilot experience program in the U.S. Are you planning to do similar programs in other countries?
Well, we actually already have DJI new pilot experience events around the world. In fact, I believe we're having one in Malaysia soon. So you can keep checking our website, DJI.com, to find more events.
And on Facebook as well. I'm sure you guys are heavy on that.
We're growing quite quickly on Facebook. Yeah, so keep checking the Facebook address and you'll see some new events popping up there soon.
All right. I've been speaking to Michael Perry. He's the Director of Communications for DJI, talking about drones. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.